Health and Services. Residents of Amuru Adikir have expressed frustrations over a 6.300 million health facility that has remained abandoned for several years. The facility, initiated by former President Uhuru Kenyatta in 2017 and commissioned by former Governor Samuel Tunai on 14 June 2022, was intended to serve the local community. However, despite being fully equipped with state-of-the-art equipment, it remains non-operational. Daniel Langat, a resident of Amuru Adikir, regretted that the facility, designated as a Level 4 hospital, had radiology, theatre, and mortuary sections, none of which are currently functional. "It's disheartening that we have to travel over 70 kilometers to access medical services when we have such a facility just a few kilometers away," Langat said. Another resident, Rachel Pangas, urged the current governor to urgently make the facility operational. "We are forced to seek medical services from Longisa, Tenwek, Kaplong, and Intanai hospitals, which are far away from our homes," she lamented. Photo shows the gate of Amuru Adikir Health Facility. Kaptuya Morgo shared a personal story of how his brother's body had to be taken to Kaplong Mortuary, incurring additional costs, though Amuru Adikir's mortuary is fully equipped and ready for use. A chief officer in the county government and a local resident, Weldon Rop, thanked the county administration, underscoring the positive impact the facility had on the community. He noted that the county government allocated additional funds during the 2022-23 financial year to acquire essential facilities, including radiology equipment and hospital beds, all of which had already been delivered to the facility. Rop said the governor has pledged to upgrade the health facility from level 3 to level 4, assuring the gazetting process for this upgrade is underway, as the county government had taken the necessary steps. Additionally, Rob announced that the county government will invest an extra 6.70 million to expand the facility, aiming to better serve the growing Transmara region. He further said a generator has been purchased to power the facility and is expected to arrive within the next 2 weeks. Amuru Adikir Hospital Medical Officer of Health Dr. Brian Kibbett assured the county government has committed to providing three-phase power, noting the generator has been paid for and is awaiting delivery from the supplier. Kibbett pointed out that the mortuary was currently non-operational due to incomplete power installation, saying the challenge would soon be sorted out.